And Angie, there was a motion that was made and seconded at 3:55 to come out of executive session. Mr. Strafus made the motion. Do you already know this? Dan made the second, and the motion passed unanimously. So we're back in regular session, and we're meeting with Mayor Ron Potter of Forsyth. And Mr. Mayor, if you would give us a brief summary of what it is that you're here for today. I know that we were chatting yesterday briefly about EEZ, but tell us or go over with us, if you will, specifically how we may or may not be involved in areas that overlap with where the city's at.
Okay. When you develop the EEZ, it's comprised of census tracts. So there, you know, within the old part of the city, there are several census tracts. There's one up in Skyline area. There's one that's Coy Boulevard South, Coy Boulevard North, and then one down along the condos area. In the new section, because it happened since the 2000 census, the two census tracts that cover that also overlap into the county. So from the census tract, I can't tell how far down 76 it goes, but from just kind of eyeballing it, it looks like down around where NEC is, down in there. And the tract goes all the way to the lake across from the Y Highway area, which I believe is mostly farmland or residential. And then it goes all the way to the lake down on our side, which is right now is mostly residential.
But it's not across the lake.
It's not across the lake. It's only two census tracts. For whatever reason, the census tracts cut across our parkland right in half. And I don't understand why they did that, but they
okay,
have their reason.
Will that change, Mr. Potter, will that change
go ahead.
With the 2011 drawing of the census areas?
That is unknown at this point in time.
But you have to establish this beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that IDA was working with, lost his name, in Springfield.
Jeff Seifert?
Jeff.
Right.
And presented some, I thought, very good maps that described boundaries fairly well.
Trying to pull it up right now.
Oh, you are. Okay. Sorry.
Because it says steps for completing a zone designation application, because there's an application, and what I'm trying to see, if it touches the county, what does the county have to do versus the city doing?
Well, we can make the zone so it's just within city limits. Okay, so mm-hmm. those census tracts will be included. However, because the census tracts are there, if the county chooses to participate, you can participate in our zone. So you do not have to go through any of the paperwork. Okay, and then as I explained, the impact to you would be is if you got a business that wanted to spend $100,000 and hire some people 12 months out of the year, you could take advantage of that. Okay, but it would be under our ordinance. All you would have to do is pass a resolution to accept our NAICS codes, I think it's called, which are the type of businesses we're trying to attract.
And then it also talks about we have to create a 7-member board.
No, that will create the board.
In other words, we would not form any EEZs.
You wouldn't have to.
Zone. We could just, in cooperation or collaboration with you, is what you're saying.
Right. You could ride with us on this first one, and if it works for you down the road, you could create your own if you wanted to.
Okay. I'm just reading what Jeff sent out, and that's not what it's saying. So we'll just.
Okay. I've been working with Carol Shoemaker at the Department of Economic
Development. DED.
Okay. DED.
Yeah.
Well.
Because the statute is 135, Ron, 135.957.
How quick do you have to have this done? Because you've got a meeting, you said.
Right. You can't do anything until we have the second reading of the ordinance.
Okay.
Okay.
When's your meetings?
And so the second, last night we had the first reading. So March 7th will be the second reading. And either way, I need you to approve the NAIC S codes, because that, in doing so, you authorize the assessor to make the abatements within the city if we just go within the city.
Right.
Okay, if you decide to participate in our zone, then that abatement would apply to those areas as well. Okay.
The reason I said that is because there's some research I want to do on those, the adoption of those codes. And also, I would like to look at a map of the designated area that you're talking about to see how much it affects.
I can email you that.
Yeah. And I would like to have all that before we, I mean, we got till March the 7th, or actually after that, you're saying, before we make a decision?
You need to make a decision shortly after March 7th.
Mm-hmm.
March 21st is our public hearing.
Okay.
And all that has to be finalized with DED
now,
before then.
Right. But if, in fact, the county wants to take advantage, but you're asking the county to pass the NAISC codes regardless, correct?
Well, the city has chosen some NAIC codes.
NAIC.
NAICS
okay.
codes.
Yep.
Yes, okay. I had it backwards.
Okay. And this is what we had the first reading of this last night.
Okay.
And it is very specific in the codes. I can leave that with you. That's a copy. Now, once the 7-member board is formed, I would like them to narrow that down even more. Our concern is, yes, we want to bring in businesses that bring 12-month jobs that have benefits, but we also want to make sure it fits with our culture.
Jim, are you familiar with all the codes and everything?
Well, I know what he's. I'm listening to what Ron's saying and trying to understand this letter. We got it from Carol Shoemaker and Gray Jackson.
Okay.
But I mean, what he's saying is exactly right. I mean, the only thing I'm questioning is, does the county form the board? Because it says chief elected official appoints 5 of the 7 members, and 2 members have to be from the 2 members have to be from the businesses with those NCIS codes.
Right. If we did the entire
NAICS.
Right. If you did the entire county, the county would have to do it. But since the principal area would be within the city,
that's you guys.
That which is our
and chief elected would be you.
Right, then it would be us, but you could still take advantage of those county areas within those zones,
right.
Census zone. Okay, if you want to do anything more than that, then the county would have to go through and pass the ordinance like we're going through.
Would you be, and you'll be available by phone if we have any questions individually about this?
Absolutely.
I mean, and when's your next hearing?
March. Next meeting is March 7th.
Okay, I'm going to put it on my calendar.
And that's the second reading.
I mean, it's a great thing. I mean, this is something we should be doing for the county a long time ago. So this is a great thing that if you guys are taking the lead, that's wonderful. I mean, how's the school system, how's Forsyth Schools talking about? Because it does affect them a little bit.
Totally on board.
Good.
Okay, I talked with Jack Baker.
Okay.
And Jack is totally on board. They already know who their appointee
Good.
Is going to be. It's just a matter of they need to wait till the second
I mean, they still get what they – it basically freezes existing assessed values of those properties, and they only get 50% of the increase. Is that how –
Right. But in speaking with Jack is of the same mindset of me. 50% of more is better than 0%.
100% of nothing.
Zero.
Right. No, it's a good program.
Right.
Well, currently, if I'm not mistaken, the city of Forsyth is slightly moving backwards as far as business numbers.
Yes, we are.
And we need to take that step
right.
the other direction. And so,
right. And in talking with Carol, they have quite a number of businesses that are looking to relocate to Missouri. But they want to, because of all the benefits an enterprise zone provides them, they're looking at Stratford and Republic and Springfield, who have the enterprise zone.
You said the 7th, didn't you?
7th.
Yes.
You were not here in town.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we'd do it afterwards.
He could send him.
Send me to the meeting?
Yeah, and be a spokesperson. Give a little speech.
Uh-huh. I love speeches.
But if you stick to the script, you're not bad.
Yeah.
It's when you go off script, it makes us all nervous. Oh, that is on. I'm sorry about that. Oh, yeah. Sorry. That was
so bad. We'll let us review this, and like I said, be some calls to you. I would like maps so that I could look and see who all's.
Sure. They sent me some
involved.
Well, the maps they sent me don't have any property lines.
But can we match them up over a...
I'm sure we can.
GIS, and I just had to kind of eyeball it.
Okay.
What about the assessor's office maps?
They use GIS downstairs, so she would be, Patsy would be the best help.
But we'll figure it out.
The codes, the NIS CS codes, do you have something I can see on that? What codes, what business, because that's based off...
I go out to the internet. I did a search on NAICS, and there's a... It's a national coding system.
Are you taking all the whole cluster of codes, or which ones you...
Right now, we're taking clusters of codes with the types of business.
Well, that's what I want to see, is what numbers you guys are choosing.
Oh, okay.
Can I see... I mean,
it's listed.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Okay.
Yeah. And...
I'm sorry. I knew what the code system was. I just didn't know what codes you were looking for.
Right. Now, just to be clear on this, even though we're saying those codes, the state has... The state may choose not to pass something
right
to us.
They may restrict it off of this.
They may restrict it off of that.
Okay.
And they made it clear to me they are restricting it because there will be no coal burning businesses or anything like that.
One of the questions, they can't add to the list, though.
They cannot add to the
list. Okay, that's what I make sure. So
they cannot add to the list, and we can be more restrictive because within those group codes, there's quite a number of different types.
Correct.
Of
I was going to pull some of those up. Okay.
It's one thing that might be I don't even know whether it would interfere with when you're talking about codes. Is there going to be anything with fire protection or building codes or anything like that?
No.
They won't touch that.
Won't touch that at all.
These are just manufacturing codes.
Right, I understand. I just want to make sure that the public understands, too, before we go with talking.
Right, they have to. The business coming in has to conform to the existing codes of where they're building.
Yeah.
So within the city, they would have to abide by ours. Outside the city, they
I'd really like to look at a map to see where that, because okay. I can't see that.
I can tell you that I know the IDA board has had a number of meetings regarding this, and Ron, I think, was at a couple of them when
right.
they were chatting about EEZ. I don't want to speak for the board, but I'm confident that they're wholeheartedly on board with the concept and moving forward. So perhaps it would be well for us to chat with them because they've received a wealth of information and knowledge about
right.
this, and or Jeff or the lady that you've been working with to come and chat with the county commission so that we can ask all the right questions.
She indicated she would be happy to come down. I've talked with Jeff. Jeff is very aware of what we're doing.
Where's your city limit out there? I can't remember now.
Birmingham Road. Our city limit is 76 on the north. Birmingham Road on the west. Oremus Road on the east.
Okay.
And we go down to core property except for about four pieces of property off... at the end of Birmingham Road that slide like a little pie slice between us and the core.
I know at the end of Birmingham, when you drop all the way down to the right, you're at Jack and Arlene Swope's property, which swings around to the left, which is where Rick Treese is.
Right.
That's about 20 acres it sits in there. So is that somewhere near where you're talking?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. As you get down to the end of Birmingham Road, there's like a line of four or five lots. One of them has a new house on it, and that's the far one.
that they, to get to it, they come through the city, and then they, there's a gravel road that goes down to get back
in. So the city took all that property in?
Yes, all that city, city Farsight.
See, what I'm trying to get figure out is whenever you talk about the other location of property, who that takes in on that side of the road. That's where it's basically at, right? Bull Shoals Lake to that Bull Shoals Lake, that side.
Right. It's cutting off that loop in Bull Shoals Lake.
Right.
And it, from what I can see, where on it's downstream from the dam is where that line of demarcation comes. It almost looks like where River Run Park ends. Okay, that I'll draw a line from that that boundary all the way down across the loop to Bull Shoals Lake again. And that's kind of where the two census tracts lie.
Okay, so that's actually in on where the Forsyth School property lays.
Yes, the school property is in there as well.
But it takes up the biggest majority of it, really, doesn't it?
I haven't looked at
the individual
lines.
Map.
But I'll be more than happy to sit down with
you. I think it's all R3. Every bit of it's in
Thank you.
Forsyth School District, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm talking about the ownership of the property.
Right.
School owns that big
long field. I thought they owned on the other side of the road.
They own behind People's Bank.
Right, and I thought that was excluded from the city limits. It's not.
It's not in the city limits, but it's in
it's
the census.
It's in the census zone.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get out.
Yeah.
You bet. I
okay.
gotcha.
So for when, in eyeballing it, it looks like somewhere around the west side of where National Enzyme is, if you draw a line from there down to towards the dam, okay, that towards Forsyth is where the boundary of the census.
We'll look at
so
it
is it, what is it, are those tracks determined by, they There's, use them in figuring LMI?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and poverty level.
Okay.
And those areas are like high 80s to 90s as far as percentage of poverty level.
Okay.
So they would definitely qualify.
Sounds okay. Good to me.
Okay.
I'm for it.
We'll be. I'm sure I'll have some questions. I'll be calling you about some individual.
Do you want me to send you what Tim Connell sent to us? He sent us some files on it a while back. You may not have kept it, but I've got. If you want me to send it to like upstairs and have it printed out for you. But it talks about the steps. There's steps to doing an EEZ, and there's another PDF that was sent to us.
Can you just email that again to both of us? I know that I have it. But
okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah. And I just want to know, you know, land location and...
Are the maps included in that?
No.
No?
The file was too large.
Okay, I will send out
will
what she sent
Will you supply that
me.
For us? Okay.
I'll supply that for you.
We probably can get a copy of the map that Tim drew up. But I don't know if it matches what you did. I don't know.
It does. No, it doesn't.
Because it's a we're doing a different EEZ than you were.
Right.
Yours is doing it.
Mine's just the city area.
Right.
So yeah, it's very small.
Well, the what he had proposed included a big portion of the city.
Right.
Right. It was just the fact that with this one, we don't have anything.
Well, the difference
towards
is
Kirbyville
that's a proposal. This is going to be a reality.
Right.
So.
Right.
Alrighty then.
Okay, and there was something else. Thought escaped to me.
Well, while you're thinking of that, we also, it would be nice, or would it, you already have this information regarding the NAISC codes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I we can get a copy of that.
Well, I was going to leave this with you.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Basically, the types of businesses we think we can attract are call centers, payment processing centers, that type of thing. And think the education level in that would be a good fit for the
right.
area. And something they could put up fairly quickly. And
you can see immediate
right.
benefits.
I think it's exciting.
We think so, too.
I know. So. That's great.
Okay, and just a matter of information, are you familiar with Location 1? In dealing with Carol, I found out about this thing called Location 1,
If you go out to the internet,
okay,
it's location one, and one is spelled out O-N-E. I think it's .org. Might be .com.
Location.
But it is a 20-state clearinghouse for commercial property. And the state subscribes to it.
I see it now, yeah.
So all you have to do is buy, I'll get the lady's name from Carol Shoemaker, and you call this lady at location one. She gives you a sign-on and a password, and you can enter in commercial property that's for sale or for lease that you want to try and attract businesses to. Businesses go and search that database for the types of properties they're looking for, and if your name comes up, they know who to call and all that good stuff.
Yeah, the website actually is location1.com.
.com?
Yep.
Okay. And there's only one property in Taney County on that in that database. Nice. And that's the underground technology center.
Okay. I've been
Something Mountain or mm-hmm. is it Branson Mountain or
the mountain. Yeah, it's
the mountain.
The I see the business cards too. But yes,
something
the data center.
Something Mountain Complex.
Yeah, it's data right. center. Right.
Right. So that's the only property in Taney County. I don't believe there's any in Christian County. It's all up around Springfield. So it'd be nice to have a few stars down in our area to, because they can pull up a geographic map and then each place has a little like a little star emblem that says this is available, it's for sale, lease. You describe the facilities that are available, water, sewer, that type of thing.
Yeah, there's only three in Southwest Missouri, by the way.
Is there? Okay.
Let me see what it is.
So it's a free tool. It's free for us to put stuff in there. So we should take advantage of it if we want to.
The Mountain Data Center, like you said.
Yeah.
And then you got the one in Glenstone in Springfield. And that's about it. Wow.
So
yeah, you're right.
It could be a good tool to attract businesses. And like I said, it doesn't cost anything.
I don't think people know about it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming back.
Not a problem.
With us. And,
when I get back to the office, I'll mail that out to you, Danny.
Okay.
Or I'll email it to all three of you.
Do that way, and then if we need to print it, we can get somebody to print it, or we can print it ourselves. So.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Thank
Ron, thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Good seeing you again.
Same thing.
Do I have a motion to adjourn for the day?
Motion.
Yeah.
So moved.
Second?
Yep. Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passed unanimously.
Stall it out here for you, Danny.